Yeah.
And Borshim and Urcha Shabbos. So I said to you, two Sfarim yesterday, I was very surprised that two Sfarim were making a little beasting yesterday. They said the mice.
Who's it, Rabbi Kill? What do you say?
What's his name?
Simcha Kurin.
Kurin. And Rabbi Ribya, two very Choshev Sfarim. I mean, they both say that they think a beasting is quite strong. So there was talking about Urcha Shabbos. Urcha Shabbos, Pet Yudal Chabbis. He Mamish speaks that actually, Mamish. He speaks Mamish what we're talking about. And he says there, Perek. Break your dalit, sorry, I'll break your dalit, please. Baal chai, actually, she calls him kosher. A baal chai, which is, with a bite, is very painful. Going nochosh, even though it's not poison, and it's not going to cause any life-threatening case, you're allowed to trap them on Shabbos when you're doing it to stop the trap or to do damage. I mean, that's talking about a snake. And what that means, actually, it looks like a snake bite is very, very painful. Then he carries on. Abel, but, baal chai, she ain't she calls him kolkach. Their bite is not so painful. Going sirah or devoira, a hornet or a bee, ain heter that sowed them on nostalgia. You've got no heter to trap them, it's not doing damage. Then he says, in had sirah or devoira, mitzas, or krivas odom, shall do a shirogish aris, shall I? Obviously, allergic to them, then you'll have to trap it. Now, Rafak has not shown us the same thing, actually. This is a beast thing, it's not, in this case over here, it's not such a painful thing. And therefore, in general, he's being there in the room, and one's not having to go and trap them. If they're running after a person, or he says there's a baby in the room, which could be dangerous to them, then that could be a head to trap. But generally speaking, otherwise, there's no head to. What? I don't think so. Not a child. I had a child young, but not so young, but I mean, you got a stand. Actually, it was all right. You know, so it's interesting that. Here the biscuit she also brings down.
The biscuit put a bit of honey, is that
yeah, she said that's mutter. To put that, let me speak about it, I said this yesterday, to put honey or even a jar open is mutter because it's not mucha, he's going to trap it. He could be just sitting on top and just suck it with honey.
There's a leg there, he can get out.
Yeah, they often get out. Sometimes he gets stuck in there, rather. So he says, but you know, they almost say that, a lot of possible say this, that's not a problem. And then to move it, even though it's mucha, the bee, but to move the bee, that's still something that you're moving it indirectly, that's mutter to do. So that's an eitzah, if you want to have a honey jar up there or whatever, that honey jar there. That's the second one. Okay, that's what we spoke about yesterday. We spoke about Hutzah, very interesting about Hutzah, carrying the room and Esther. So we said, especially hence to take it back normally from Shul, because we're worried, Hotzilu Sofim Mishum Tkadosi, they allowed you, they were worried that if you don't let the person take it back from Shul, you won't take it to Shul to start with. He'll be so nervous, I can't take it to Shul, I'm going to leave it there, I'm scared someone's going to take it. It's going to get knocked around. So he won't take it at all, which I must say, I find a chiddush nowadays, but anyway, that's what he's saying. And therefore, to bring it home is very often a hetzer based on that. We just said yesterday, which is a good point, that once you go stop in someone else's house, and you drop your little lesson there, for example, you're having a meal there, then to bring it back home, then it's a boshet. That's not the problem.
Worried about it.
So then we said a heter from Moshe Shtobo Takasai, he's the problem. Moshe Shtobo Takasai is the problem. He's on the hook. Once you get someone out, that's Taka, at least bring it back. But, it's from Tobi Karam, Simple Kerry, he brings the bottom of Ara from Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, and he says there was another heter we mentioned right yesterday, which is very clear as well, that if someone is worried about something, he's worried that, what do you call it, that he's got a nice diamond in his hotel room. And he doesn't want to stay in his hotel room all the showers. He's first was scared of that, cause suspicion or whatever. So he wants to go out. So he's not really worried about him actually going out. He's just worried about the diamond. That's anxiety. He's got anxiety. That's not it. You're so much on kiosk. Every time stay at home, stay at home. That's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world. But here, that's what is. He's doing it just to protect the diamond. He doesn't need a diamond at all. He's got no soda at all with a diamond at all. So he's purely carrying for anxiety reasons. Which the Maaseh Ramon says that's why a person has to carry his key on Yom Tov, even though he could leave it somewhere else, he could leave the door open or whatever. Because he's worried someone might come into his house and steal.
Three kids in a bunch.
That's a shayla, that's another shayla, it's also interesting. But the Maaseh actually keeps telling Ramon says mutter, because a person would be worried, Lamarshal, to what you call it, his anxiety and anger is more. Not everyone agrees, this is a big shayla, it's not so positive. And for a lot of people use the Shabbos belt on Yom Tov. So odd people see people with a Shabbos belt on Yom Tov. It's not so odd because the reason you have to know why you're carrying the key. If you're doing it just for anxiety, you're worried that if you can leave it home somewhere, you can leave it somewhere, then yeah, really you should do that. Okay. Moving on to today's topic, very interesting topic is over here, actually very, very interesting. And that is the shayla now of if the Maaseh, someone's sukkah falls in on Shabbos or Yom Tov. But don't forget, this year's a bit more complicated because it's Shabbos first day. I explain to you what I mean why. But let's just start from the beginning. That's called Boina and Soisa are not Malachas like Mutar and Yom Tov. They're not Mutar on Shabbos, not Mutar on Yom Tov. You can't build or dismantle on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Therefore, if someone's Sukkah falls apart, to put the Sukkah back up again, any part of himself, Schach back on the hope, the rest of the Schach fell in, and he wants to put the Schach, the Sukkah's possible now, let's say, so he wants to put the Schach back on again, or he wants to, the wall's fallen down, for example, it's in a divided posse, hasn't got enough walls, so he wants to paint the wall back up again. On Shabbos and the Yotta, that's really Boina Soisa. That's a need to do anything, really, that's our question. Yeah? That's really part one. A Sukkah roof, which is not attached to the Sukkah, the Moshe, someone's got a tarpaulin, or a board, let's say, he puts on top of his Sukkah. So the Moshe, let's say he's got his Schach, this is his Schach on his Sukkah, and then he's got the Moshe, he wants to put a roof on. So let's say he's got a tarpaulin, which he puts on, and he rolls it up, puts it on, spreads it right across over here on the roof, or he's got a board, which is at the side, and he puts it on. That is problematic on Shabbos Yom Tov. Why is that a problem? That's an oil, he's making an oil, a tent, over the, what do you call it, over the Schach. If the tarpaulin or the wood is within one tefach of the roof of the schach,
it stays on.
No, no. First of all, if it's within one tefach, that means it's going to go. Let's say this is your this white cloth is a schach. You're going to put a piece of board or schach or tarpaulin over it, and the tarpaulin is going to lie within one tefach, less than tefach above the schach.
Oh,
that's mutter. That's called moist maloyal.
Oh, I see. Then you can put it on.
Then you can put it on, even if it's completely off.
I thought if you have it
covered in a minute. Yeah, that's one thing which when very often though, there's quite a gap between the schach and the roof. If it's more than one tefach, that's a problem. You can't say moist maloyal. So the only way to get around it then is either there's a, what do you call it? The tarpaulin is tied on one tefach widthways all the way along here. That's one way.
And always on.
Always on. Yeah, so you've got one tefach on, and then to unroll something which is already a tefach, it's already started the oil, that's called moist oil, that's mutter. That can even hang in one tefach there. So it's higher, it's quite high up, it's over here, it's quite high up from the schach. To, if you've got one tefach of it stuck on all the way across, then there's no problem to unroll the rest of the tarpaulin. Who I did, if one wants to take the whole tarpaulin off, the only other aid would be to put a board across here of one tefach, and then one can spread the tarpaulin over that afterwards.
Ah.
So another eight is good. Yeah.
You can make that.
You've
got tefach on
the altar
itself.
No, tefach is there before Yom Tov. It has to be fixed on.
The board
has to be there before Yom Tov.
Yeah, I thought you were saying now.
Yeah, and then the tarpaulin.
Then you can add the tarpaulin afterwards.
Yeah, I thought you said yes.
No, you can't make it on Shabbos. You can't make it, so that's just be careful about. I mean, the thing is, most people have got roofs, there's no problem. If it's hinged on, there's no problem either. A roof with a hinged on is also no problem.
So, in this case that you just mentioned about putting a board of a tefach before Yom Tov.
Yeah.
And then putting the tarpaulin. So the tarpaulin is going over the board as well, so that's also an oil, if it's more than a tefach.
That's true, but once you've got one oil already, that's called moist oil, you're adding onto an oil. That is already called an oil. Let's say this is your schach, the schach is over here. The white is your schach. Then you've got a gap, let's say two tefachim up here, and your tarpaulin is meant to go across from here all the way down. That's the problem making oil.
Yeah.
If you start on top here, a board, which is one tefach wide, and then you pull the tarpaulin over that board, so this is already one tefach. To add to one tefach is allowed.
Width. So the first tefach is an ohel over the board. If it's
That's adding to a regular
tefach.
A tefach high in it.
Yeah,
that could be also wrong, but normally it lies on it. Yeah, normally it lies on it. Yeah, you're right. So it has to be above it. It has to be lying on top of it as well. That's probably a droop over it.
Yeah.
So that's the halacha of. Let's talk about now. For example, that's the roof. The shiny was more again, well, someone sukkah attack and paved it. His sukkah fell in. Now he can't do anything. It's Shabbos and Yom Tov. Let's talk about Yom Tov first of all. Let's talk about Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, there's nothing you can do, it's boiling on stages also. Can you ask a non-Jew to put the sukkah up?
On Shabbos, on Yom Tov.
Let's talk about Yom Tov first of all. Can you ask a non-Jew to put the sukkah up on Yom Tov? First of all, that's the Chatchila, you're right. But the Yemen, the Lamaise Sukkah is kosher. Good question, actually. But the Yemen, the Sukkah is still kosher. The Lamaise, the Chatchila, we tried to make it that a Yid does the Sukkah. Let's say, you've got a Goy put a Sukkah on you, anything else, you can use that Sukkah. So So now, what was the sucker caved in, Marshall, let's say, right. And now you want to...
Is the goyash just putting it up, or is it making it a kosher sucker?
Well, there's two things now, first of all, let's say, let's talk about putting it up.
Is it just wall come down, just a matter of putting the wall up,
or
is
if the sucker is invalid as it is,
yeah.
Let's say the wall has come down.
It's made it
now, that's much worse. The structure of the sucker has actually come down. That is a big shaila in the Prima Godin. Is the sucker, the actual building itself, called a Diris Ari or Diris Kema? I mean, we know the schach is a Diris Ari, but the actual walls itself, that's much more chomer. That pashtus could be a problem. Not to make it better, but let's talk about on Shabbos. So the actual building itself, the actual sukkah itself on Shabbos is called a binyan. The schach, that could be a Diris Ari. But on Shabbos, the Ma'aseh of the Prima Godin doesn't allow you to do it. Because, you'll see in a minute, I'll tell you why. Because the Prima Godin's got a story, he brings a swarm somewhere, I can't remember which is an interesting swarm. Let's jump to Yom Tov a minute. What about on Yom Tov? Is it any more lenient on Yom Tov? Is Binyan any more lenient on Yom Tov than it is on Shabbos? And most people would say, what should be the difference? But there's an interesting, swarm, which we spoke about yesterday. Tosis says that you're allowed to make cheese on Yom Tov. Cheese is a food purpose. The melacha of making cheese is Binyan. So Tosfos says, you see, that boina has got certain allowances on Yom Tov. So Tosfos' shitta is that boina is mitoik, is allowed on Yom Tov. We don't pass like this. With the Rambam, it's chayli with Tosfos, but the rice of Tosfos' shitta is that boina is much more lenient on Yom Tov than it is on Shabbat, because boina involves baking cheese. Cheese is a food purpose, and food purpose is allowed on Yom Tov. Interesting story. So Tosfos says that the issue of boina is you got mitoik, and like we said yesterday, once it's allowed for food purposes, you're allowed for alcohol. So Tosfos's whole shit is that binyan is much more lenient on Yom Tov. Says the Prima Godin, that's why on Yom Tov itself, then you could ask a goy to help you with your sukkah. At least with the schach, the building itself is more problematic. But at least with the schach, to put the schach on, because that's a binyan arai, the schach. And binyan itself is already much better on Yom Tov because it's all so the Oichel Nefesh is mutter, could be this mutter. Says the Prima Godin, that's what Mishabur actually brings this down in Tof Reish. Let's see if we can find where this is. Mishabur brings this down in Tof Reish Mem, I think it is. Just find there's two places. Mishabur's are two places. Tof Reish Lama Zayas, Sikon Aleph. Mishabur says, very interesting. Top race number Zayas Sikwan Narav. The Yom Tov Osol Akima, he's talking about Yid, Kovash, I put the sofa on himself. I feel him on Rav Hippon, men, Rav Mitzvah, when I say about, ain't no Hishman, I'm asking a person, can't do anything with the Sikwan Narav itself, a Yid himself. By the day Akum, through a non-Jew, I feel him not on a Schach, Kuloi, he's talking about a Schach, in the whole Schach fell on Yom Tov, Gam Kein Yesh Lahati, through it with a Goy. You're allowed to ask a non-Jew on Yom Tov to help you put the Schach back on again. On Shabbos, that's much worse.
Sorry, is it to help you?
No, sorry, it means to do it. I'm sorry, quite right, yeah, quite right. There you go, you pull me out, yeah. You're allowed to ask the goy, that's what he says. And the day I come, I'm feeling off on a sakura, gam kein yesh lahati. Mishra says that on Yom Tov, one may ask a non-Jew to put the schach on. Yeah, it's all the chatchila, this. All this, the Ma'aseh, the sukkah's goy is no good. It's all the chatchila. The Ma'aseh, we say, but the Evan, the sukkah is still kosher, it looks like, yeah, so the Ma'aseh is still here, the sukkah. Interesting thing. So if someone's stuck, he's got to bring, I mean, Ma'aseh, often the schach, I mean, you have to pass the schach, it can't happen, it's a case of wind, the washer comes, and the schach falls in. Ma'aseh, we don't know how to put it on. Even though someone asked, a good kasher, someone asked me, ask it's a good kasher, actually. Let's say you've got the schach, let's say this is your schach, a white bit. You got the schach goes all the way till here, and then for some reason the wind moved this off.
Mm.
Can you put this schach back on again?
Same problem.
There should be a heter really here.
Because you could...
Parts are going to carry on.
Yeah,
no, you can't.
Because that's most of the oil.
If that's over... Depends, if that's bigger than 4 ounces, then it's...
Well, have you got an oil? You've got your oil already here, so when you start to move the tefah...
It depends how many walls you've got on that side.
You've got four walls over here, you've got your schach going over here. It's a good kasher, someone's telling you, a kasher. Now, Sam, when you catch this over here, you've got your schach over here, and this part moves over. Completely, the wind moved over to the side, let's say, right? Can you move on with a shin? It's all mocked, so can you move it back on again?
What's the problem? Because you're making a sukkah? What's the problem?
Yeah, it's wise. Is it moist about oil? Is it called making a sugar? Oh, one more minute. So it's exactly what Shem Zalman says. So Shem Zalman says this is worse than moist about oil. Because here you're making a new din. Before, and you couldn't sit under this place as a sugar. Now you can sit under there as a sugar. You're making a sugar. So Shem Zalman, that's no moist about oil in that case.
It all depends. If you're sitting under that part of the sugar,
yeah,
and it's a proper sugar.
Yeah.
So I'm just making an extra bit of
Yeah, but you're making our kosher sukkah further down. So Rosh Hashanah, like you can't do. Yeah. To make an extra bit of a sukkah that you can't do. To make an oil a tenth further, you're not making a new din. It's just as more of a cover. It's not a new din that's coming out. We're making a svarah. So Rosh Hashanah, that's interesting. I was trying to say an interesting svarah. Like, to make kosher sukkah, you're making a new din of a kosher sukkah, you don't say moist of it. So again, what's coming out of here? So on someone on Yom Tov, what's that? What's
well, a goy could do that for you.
So on Yom Tov, a goy could put a schach on for you, yeah?
You're not Shabbos.
And you can't put it back, let's just say on Yom Tov.
What's the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov?
I'm telling you, because on Shabbos, you haven't got mitoich, you haven't got the swara of the binyan, that it's mutter. On Yom Tov, you've got an extra swara that the binyan is mutter on Yom Tov. So you've got an extra swara that should allow it. Which is one. I mean, really, one svara is istrabon, it's been an array. And therefore, you've got shrus to shrus to bakum istrabon, you have to do it. But the maximum is different than that by itself. So you have to come another svara, binyan is only drabon, it's istrabon, coming to mutter. So that together on yontov and yontov does not help on Shabbos itself. So one may ask a non Jew on yontov, but not on Shabbos. I must say, there are some possibly who do it on Shabbos as well. I have to ask a shah for this actually. Because they take on, the main thing is to be an array. The whole thing is a rabbon, whatever it is. That's an interesting point. The people who wasn't sure about it. Again, what coming up with like this is, go and miss a rura. On Yom Tov, one may ask a non-Jew to add to the, what do you call it? You may ask a non-Jew to add the schach. The schach that is, and it's possible, you may ask a non-Jew to put the schach on top. On Yom Tov. On Shabbos, the Mishmur is not making it, exactly. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to. And that's what he says over here. He can't put it back, but he's allowed to. On Shabbos, we're not allowed to put it back. It's not Max here. And you're not allowed to. Yeah, that's what comes out. Well, yeah, sorry.
I haven't thought about what I'm asking. Yeah. Well, you just said in the name of Shlomo Zalman, putting the schach back. What's the left journey between doing that and taking the tarpaulin off the sukkah altogether? You can't make a proper on the sukkah when tarpaulin's there. When you take it off to sit down in the sukkah,
why? When you take it off, why can't you roll it off?
Yeah,
it's not possible.
You make it into a kosher sukkah.
Wasps in the sukkah.
Yeah, that's omen. It's omen to come on and off. That's the thing. And also, you leave it always one open. Yeah. One of the final things, I want to ask an interesting question. I must say, it just got me thinking. Something completely different over here. Let's say someone's sitting in a sukkah, you made a lace of a sukkah, sat in the sukkah, and then Nebuchadnezzar started raining. She closed the roof. Half an hour later, the maize clears up. He opens the what do you call it?
It's the first night.
Makes no difference, actually. The whole sukkah is a shalom. Okay. Does he have to make a new leishe basukkah?
No.
Why not?
He's still sitting in the sukkah.
Well, it's a possible sukkah when the sukkah is closed.
He had in mind.
He made leishe when he wants.
He made leishe basukkah once. He sat in the sukkah, never been rained. So he closed the sukkah roof, and then he shut it. And he left for half an hour sitting in the sukkah with rain. Now, but then it opened, it stopped raining, it opened the sukkah up, and the mice, it's, what do you call it, it's a nice clear sky. Does it make a new bracha? Yeah, the mice, the minigah oil, I must say, it's very interesting, the minigah oil is not to make a bracha, because we say that his das, the marashik, it's a maramshik actually, asked this kasha actually, who was it, I saw it from? The maramshik actually was asked this shayla. Marashik says, a very interesting svara, I must say, I don't know somebody said, he says, first of all, even when the sukkah roof is closed, it could be it's not possible to turn. Sukkah, so it might be midrabon or still kosher. A lot of our roofs, which we've got, are not possible on Torah. A plastic roof might still be only midrabon or so. So now they ask, what if it's a mesh roof? And the maestro, then he says another story, as far as I remember, he says, the other story is that we're about to layer the whole time, you're waiting for it to clear out. Then that is better, and you don't have to make a new broth when it opens up. I'm just wondering what happens if someone goes into the house. If someone goes into the house, the marshal, it's cold in the sukkah, so he prefers to go inside when it starts raining. So he goes into the sukkah, he goes to his house, and he waits there half an hour, and all of a sudden it stops raining, he comes out again. That I don't know exactly what happens. Interesting shout.
If it didn't close the sukkah, if he just went inside the house for 20 minutes.
No, that's all right. So as long as the sukkah is crossing, it tends to go back. If you go back any minute, that's much better.
Is it being a new brochure?
No. Not if you go back, if you intend to come back. But here the sukkah is possible.
Did he actually make a brochure chroina between the two brochures, Leishiv?
What do you mean?
He made a leishiv. Then he closed the roof. Then you open the roof again. Is it make a new bracha and a new piece of cake?
No, that's nechora. No, the bracha shows ikhastes. It's not mitzvah shen amokum.
If you make a bracha sukkah,
has he lost it? Has he lost it? The gabbis sukkah. Because now it's a posta sukkah. Am I saying I can't even start the etzvah? It's a
bench.
You don't bench it. It's not a bench. It doesn't make a sukkah. Let's say someone has a shabbos meal, the yotam meal, and the sukkah. He benches. He's still sukkah for 3 hours. It doesn't make a new day of sukkah.
After the meal, he has a mezonis plate. Yeah. Doesn't make another mezonis. So the roof's open all the time. Yeah. Doesn't make a new lation.
So how many lations make a day?
If you're there the whole day, you won't only make one.
If you're in and out of the house.
If you go out for a hefsek, a proper hefsek outside, you go to a bit of a mile maybe.
You went inside the house for half an hour.
You benched.
The roof's open still. And you come outside half an hour, you went to do some work upstairs in your office. You come back down half an hour later.
The guest came, so let's go back inside.
Half an hour, a short gal, I think that's one.
So you don't make a new list.
I don't think so, because he intends to go back. As soon as he's finished his work, he intends to go back.
If you're in the house and you intend to go back, then you don't make a new list. If you go out somewhere, shul, or for a walk, you come back, then you make a new list.
Even someone goes to Milcham, I'm convinced he has to make a new relationship with Sukkah. I don't know, I'm not sure. A short gap like that, I don't know, a short gap. He intends to come back, goes to Minchel, Moshe Shabbos afternoon, goes to Minchel in the middle of his meal, Moshe, for example, or whatever.
That's been the middle of his meal, stand, his bench, he's
down, he wants to come back and
goes to Minchel.
Goes to Shlomit, the proper Esser Daz. Well, it depends if he's sleeping on the Sukkah, the Esser Daz. If he's sleeping upstairs in his nice cozy bedroom, then that's the Esser Daz, that's what he's wrong. If someone sits on Sukkah all day, he made a Leishma Sukkah in the morning, he had his meal, sat in the Sukkah, made a Leishma Sukkah, he benched, and now he's finished benching, and they want to sit in the Sukkah for another 2 hours. No new lation by sukkah.
No, not there.
No, if you go in
the dining room for a few minutes, come back here, I don't make a new lation by sukkah.
No, you're saying even mincha.
Say even mincha, I think it's a tell. I think so. If you go just for a short time out, the Washington mincha, it could be more
I think that's good.
All right, boys, I have a nice show, everyone. Mm-hmm.